Ladies and gentlemen, every morning at this time we present for your bumper-to-bumper listening enjoyment the award-winning Choose Your News with your master of ceremonies, Scott Woodside. Ooh, Scott Woodside, number one, please.
Pigs are finally learning how to conserve energy in their pens.
I won't ask how. Number two.
Uncle Sam is spending your tax money on the supernatural.
And number three.
Are females worth more than males?
Tough one this morning. Well, with the alternatives of two and three, I think I will ask how pigs are conserving energy, and we'll go with number one.
All right.
They're eating a lot of bacon these days.
Yes. Perhaps you don't want to know this, but the bacon on your table might have come from a true patriot, an energy-saving pig.
Oh. Notice the red, white, and blue stripes through it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Stanley Curtis, an animal science professor at the University of Illinois, has taught his hogs to cut down on their fuel bills. Pigs don't like the cold any better than humans, and in frigid climates require heated hog houses. Going on the theory that only a hog will know when he or she is warm enough, Curtis taught a herd of pigs to flip a switch in their pens, to turn on heat lamps when they're cold, and to turn them off when they're comfortable. Preliminary results indicate that comfortable pigs produce more meat for less feed than pigs that are shivering or sweating. Oh, my goodness. And this was funded by federal money.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so far, there have been no reported fights in the pig pen over whether it's too hot or too cold, which is more than a lot of households can say.
Okay. And there's the latest from the hog market of life. Some interesting tidbits of information as you eat your eggs this morning.
We'll send this story to Pepco.
Yeah, that's right. Here, pigs. It's 8:02 now.